I certainly know that many of you have really fine averages right now, and your multiple choice grades were excellent, and so that's a good thing. But I do need to make a big deal about factual accuracy. And there are several reasons. One is at the top, and that is my experience is that history teaches how things work, how things are likely to happen. It gives you a repertoire of all of the solutions for problems that you may encounter in your life. You have to have the solutions built in a bit before the problems happen, or you won't quite make it. I've found, and I'm not the only one who's put it this way, but it is, history is the best poor man's or poor person's education for survival. And you aren't going to learn how history works by typing fantasies, typing up just words that you've rearranged. So you want to do that. You want to make sure that evidence is, and if you'd like to know the source of this combination of verifiable and usable, you want evidence that you can prove happened, as much as we can prove things. It's as true as you can get it, and it's usable. It's not hidden in a pile of side issues. And there's a second reason, and it's purely about your future. This gateway concept that WCJC talks about, and that this need to have written experience. Ask yourself something. I'm going to speak kind of country about that because it may be easier. Well, any job on earth, and I know some of you are high school students and some of you have big, extensive work experience, but have any of you ever heard of a job that would pay you good money, enough to, you know, support yourself, to open a book and look at it and rearrange a few words and not necessarily be real careful about how accurate you were, but just rearrange them passively? Do you know of any job that will want that? And if you don't know of a job that will want it, it may be that on the other side of the gateway, nobody wants that skill either. So if a prof wants you just to repeat passively, do what they ask. But always pay attention, especially as you go forward, to what people are saying. If they want evidence, they don't want passive behavior. And I will say that, yes, it's true that a gatekeeper, that upper-level courses are gatekeepers, but it's better to practice how you work with somebody like me who wants you to be okay. And the last reason is because some of you may not know the reality of your work, but if you go compare the way the instructions tell you to do if you want the deal, I'm pretty sure some of you are going to be very shocked by what you did. Two quick examples. You wrote in a question about Calvin, but the person who held those beliefs was Martin Luther, so you didn't even notice who was talking, which version of truth. You wrote in a question about the middle colonies, but the examples of colonies that you gave were from New England. And then there are lots of them from the servitude questions. So I make a big deal about it because I want you to be okay. And I can prove anything I say, and if I'm wrong, you'll be able to prove it to me.